University of Arizona researcher Corey Morton says he used computer models to predict how climate change will impact one type of mosquito that is known to transmit the West Nile virus. Morton says he used current mosquito population data and applied projected climate data to model how changes in precipitation in 80 locations stretching from California to South Carolina might impact future mosquito populations.
So if it's already very dry and there's few mosquitoes, further decrease in the precipitation won't have much of an effect. However, in an area that's very dry, a small increase in precipitation could have a very large effect because all of a sudden there's available water habitat for the mosquito to breed in.
Morin says the models predict conditions in southern Arizona will be drier in the spring but wetter in the fall, meaning mosquito populations known to carry West Nile will increase if the state sees an increased amount of rainfall. I'm Laura Palmisano, Arizona Public Media.